Today, my guest is Ted Rayner. Ted, as many sports fans know, produces four great sports series for television, series that deal with baseball, football, bowling, and golf. However, not many sports fans know that in his days at Northwestern, Ted Rayner excelled in another sport, basketball. We'll be talking basketball with our guest immediately following this important message. Ted Rayner, your interest in sports goes way, way back to the 30s, if we can say way, way back. You were at Northwestern. You played both baseball and basketball. What positions did you play, say, on the baseball team?
Well, in baseball, I played two positions. I played a great deal of third base, and part of the time I was out in the outfield. I preferred third base. It seemed like there was a lot more action, and you can understand that,
I'm sure.
You played in both spots also.
What about basketball?
Basketball, I played forward. As a matter of fact, I played with the last Northwestern team that won the Big Ten Conference Championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 32-33. We had a couple of great boys in those years in the Big Ten. And since then, I've been waiting for Northwestern to win one more championship, but it hasn't come in all of these 25 years.
Do you believe that the changes that have come about as far as the college game is concerned, even pro basketball, has helped or hurt it?
I have to answer that two ways. One, I think that it speeded up the game a great deal, the elimination of the center jump. I think that the high scoring that results today is exciting from the spectator standpoint. I'm a little sorrowful to see the lack of defense that's used. Today I have the feeling that defense is neglected, and you're not going to have a great ball club without that little playmaker.
Mm-hmm. I know I won the scoring championship in a 12-game season, and I won it with an average of just over 13 points.
Correct.
And I 2 years in a row I won, and I didn't score more than 13 points on an average for any year.
I'm smiling because I can remember a big picture in the Chicago papers that was headlined, "When the Scorekeepers Were Crying for Help." And we broke the Big Ten scoring record, and we scored a little over 42 points, and that set the new Big Ten record in scoring. That gives you an idea of the kind of scoring that was done in those days. We were then known as the point-a-minute ball club, and this was fabulous. You played 40 minutes, if you remember, two 20-minute halves, and we scored more than 40 points to break the record. And from then on, they call us the point-a-minute club. Today, if you scored point a minute, you'd be down in the cellar somewhere.
You certainly would. Ted, thanks for taking the time to come by and say hello to our audience.
I consider it a privilege, Jackie. Thank you.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.